America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here today for another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're scheduled to be joined, hopefully momentarily, by esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein, publisher of the Detroit Bureau. And we're going to talk about the New York International Auto Show, among other things. The auto show concluded for the press more than a week ago, and last week at this time we played a number of interviews about the important stories, and we're very anxious to get Paul's take on some of these very important unveils. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number anytime throughout the hour. The telephone number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, it's bob@autoworldradio.com, bob@autoworldradio.com. And by the way, just a quick reminder, if by chance you've won a prize here on the program and haven't received it, it is not my fault, it is not the network's fault, it's just one of those things. Sometimes the winners fall through the cracks, so to speak. So just shoot me an email, bob@autoworldradio.com. While we await the arrival of Paul Eisenstein, why don't we talk a little bit about some of the important unveils to the press and to the world at the New York International Auto Show. Certainly, when you stop and think about it, this is a show that's been around for a lot of years. It's one of the oldest auto shows in the country. In fact, it is the oldest one, 114 years old. That's how long they've been doing the New York International Auto Show. And this year was a mix of high-performance cars and entry-level cars, along with a lot of what I call bread-and-butter cars, the cars that, most folks here in North America are going to be very interested in. For example, at the 2014 New York International Auto Show, they took the wraps off the next generation of the Camry, the 2015 Camry. That, of course, was a big unveil. Also, a big unveil from the folks at Hyundai was the next generation of the Hyundai Sonata. Very, very important vehicle, and certainly this previous generation, the one that's out there right now, has done extremely well for the Hyundai brand. The next generation for 2015 is not as rakish in appearance as the present vehicle. It doesn't have quite a quite as of a sloping roof line as the present vehicle. I really like the sloping roof line. Of course, it does cut into rear seat headroom, but nevertheless, they've no doubt made a decision to make it a little bit more worthy of carrying full-size adults in the back seat. Maybe they've gotten a lot of complaints. So that's a couple of the important announcements. On the high-performance side of the front, Corvette continues to add to their portfolio. The Stingray for 2014, of course, has won numerous accolades. I mean, I've stopped counting the number of accolades, the most important being the North American Car of the Year Award, and that was just for the Corvette Stingray in base form. In Detroit earlier this year, we saw a nod to high performance with the upcoming 2015 Corvette Z06 Coupe, and for the folks in New York, we got a chance to see the convertible version of the Z06. So can't wait to get Paul Eisenstein's take on that and your take as well. Here's the telephone number. It is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261. Let's go to the Motor City and welcome the man himself, Paul Eisenstein, esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com. Hey there, Paul. How you doing?
Hi, Bob. Good to be with you.
New York is always a very interesting show. It has a different flavor than some of the other North American events, being Chicago, Detroit, and Los Angeles. And it seems like this show every year has a wide range of very important debuts.
Yeah, it really did. Though I'll tell you, Bob, what was fascinating about this show, which is picking up on a current trend we've been seeing over the last several shows, is that there's been a move away from the emphasis on green machines. You know, it seemed for several years that everything that was highlighted had to be a hybrid or a pure battery electric vehicle or a hydrogen car or something or other. And the theme in New York can be summed up in two words. Muscle cars.
Yep. And I was just mentioning right off the bat, the folks at Corvette had a big unveil there, and we haven't seen this incarnation before. I reportedly there was one made years and years ago, but the Z06 Corvette for 2015 has spawned a convertible version.
Yeah, isn't that nice? It's great to see that you can have such performance out of a vehicle that it can have an open top. But that fits, because if you recall, Bob, when we first started getting the inside story on the Corvette Stingray at only 455 horsepower, a gentleman by the name of Taj Jukter, who I believe you've had on the show, made a very big point of saying that in the basic design, they started out knowing that they would go to a convertible. And people may say, well, yeah. No, actually, the reality is that very often manufacturers start out designing a sedan or coupe or sports car, and then later on they go, okay, now what do we have to do to get this to be a ragtop? And there's a problem with that, because if you don't really think about word one, you wind up having to put all sorts of things on there, braces and support beams, and you have to change parts, and you have to add weight, mass, and of course that means you take away performance, and you may never get it as stiff as you want. This car really, the Corvette was really designed so that if it had no top at all, it would be as stiff as it could be. And so they were able to come up with a Z06 that has 650 horsepower, whatever the final number, I've forgotten, is. And you're not giving away any of the stiffness by cutting off the roof. And that's a tremendous, tremendous move.
It certainly is, Paul, and quite a remarkable engineering achievement. I noticed, you know, in the Detroit when we saw the unveiling of the Coupe Z06, when they said it was going to be the first Z06 to have the roof being able to be taken off, that was kind of a little bit of a telltale sign that there were things brewing. This new aluminum frame and structure on the seventh generation Corvette is so significantly stronger than the previous generation.
Yeah, absolutely. I have to tell you, now I'm a North American Car of the Year juror, as you know. Many people may not be aware of that. And I was very pleased to be able to vote for the Corvette as my top choice among the three finalists for the North American Car of the Year. It's just such a beautifully done vehicle that they really have finally said, no more of the typical GM compromises that we saw over the last few decades. We're not going to go halfway. We're really going to come up with a vehicle that we can feel proud of. And they've achieved it. And I'm really impressed with what they came up with.
Let's talk about one of the big celebrations in New York, 50 years of the Mustang. And they did something emulating something that was done 50 years ago regarding the Empire State Building. This is quite a unique story.
It's a great story, isn't it? It was 50 years ago on, I believe, the first press day, wasn't it, that the original Mustang was introduced nearby at the old New York World's Fairgrounds at the Ford exhibit. I was there shortly after that as a very young child, about 11 years old, and I still remember the Mustang being on display. I also remember, by the way, the Corvette. I fell in love with the Corvette at the New York World's Fair. But we'll talk more about the Empire State Building, I guess, when we get back.
That sounds like a plan. Anybody has any calls or emails? The call number is 855-660-4261, toll-free from anywhere, or email us up at bob@autoworldradio.com. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state? Did you miss sending out a prior year return? The IRS has said they're out to collect now more than ever, and they'll use all means necessary. They legally can and will garnish your wages, take your retirement, and even seize your property. If you're behind on taxes, call the Tax Relief Hotline right now. We can help legally resolve your tax debt. In many cases, you may be allowed to pay less than what you owe. Garnished wages, property seizures, bank levies. The Tax Relief Hotline can put an end to it all. Many of our specialists are former IRS agents. They know the system and how to make it work for you. Don't wait for the IRS to come down on you. Act now so you can resolve your tax debt for potentially much less than what you owe. Call us today at 1-888-340-2780. That's 1-888-340-2780. Call now, 1-888-340-2780.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back, and we thank you so much for joining us. Hello to everybody listening on the information station, AM 800 CKLW, Windsor, Ontario, Detroit. And speaking of Detroit, we have the publisher of the Detroit Bureau, esteemed automotive journalist Paul Eisenstein here. We're discussing and taking a look back at the press days of the New York International Auto Show. And before the break, Paul, we were telling folks about this. I guess we could call it a stunt, this very unusual thing that was done 50 years ago when the Mustang first debuted at the Empire State Building and was reenacted literally a week or so back.
Yes, it was a wonderful little stunt. They had a brand new Mustang convertible up on the 86th floor observation deck, but I'll tell you what, for anybody that thinks, well, what's the big deal about that? You just load it on the elevator and bring it up. The reality was, Bob, it wasn't quite as easy as all that. Turns out they had to cut the car into three parts.
Wow.
Those elevators aren't that big, and they were built back in the old days, and you didn't do stunts like that. So they actually had to carefully cut a brand new Mustang into three parts, take them and squeeze them, barely made it even then, into the elevators, carried them all the way up to the 86th floor and reassembled them. Oh, and by the way, if that wasn't most difficult enough, they had to do the whole process in about 6 hours. That's all the time they had between the time it closed one night and opened up the next. And it was only up there for about, 36, 40 hours, something like that. So
yep.
It was a lot of work for a very short run. But, of course, here we are, week and a half later, we're still talking about it.
That's true. At the actual show, we saw a special edition Mustang that will be rolling out come this fall. It's going to be the 50th anniversary edition of the upcoming all-new 2015. And this one's got some very interesting and tasteful touches.
Yeah, there are a couple of special colors, for one thing. What I think is cool, and it's very, very subtle, so this is the sort of thing that only true Mustang fans will get. If you look at the nose, you'll go, wait a second, there's something a little bit different about the grill. And it turns out it is the first time since, 1967, I believe, that they used that original Mustang logo, which is what used to be called the Pony and Corral. It was a chrome frame around the Ford Mustang. And it will only be used on this limited edition 50th anniversary Mustang, which are going to sell a grand total of 1,964 copies of, obviously honoring the year the original was. You know, by the way, Bob, I was disappointed. There had been talk, we reported on the Detroit Bureau, that they were considering offering an exclusive 2014 and a half version mm-hmm. of the Mustang to honor the fact that the original was a 64 and a half. And I bet there's an awful lot of people out there listening who go, huh, a half? In the old days, they used to have half years because, remember, everything was introduced in the fall. You didn't have cars coming out like you do now, December and February and April and July. Everybody waited for that one big time. And if you brought out something a little bit different, you called it a half year. The problem is that the feds don't recognize half-year designations. When they started having all those federal regulations, they're organized by model year. So 64 and a half or now a 2014 and a half wouldn't have meant anything. It'd just be just sort of a public relations thing, but it wouldn't actually be anything special. So they're calling everything a 2015.
Let's talk about some of the other important vehicles and muscle that was unveiled in the Big Apple. Let's talk the story of the Dodge Charger and Challenger. I had been told by Ralph Gilles a year or so ago that we were going to see a lot of significant changes to the Challenger upcoming, and certainly we've seen a completely revised interior and a number of other important upgrades, including the 8-speed automatic transmission now being made available with the Hemi 5.7 as well as 6.4 liter V8. However, no SRT8 variants yet, but the one that really surprised me was the Charger, in that it seems to be selling quite well, and I was really surprised that they changed all of the external sheet metal on that vehicle.
Yeah, that was a bit of a surprise. I don't think many people expected to see the Charger get as much of an upgrade. Now, by the way, it does have the 5.7 liter Hemi V8 that you can get, and that'll make about 370 horsepower. So that's nice. and of course, we did see that the that there's the Dodge Scat Pack version of the Challenger.
Oh yeah,
The 392 with the Hemi Shaker hood. Remember, we saw the Hemi Shaker hood return, what was it, last year at the
SEMA
show, right? Mm. SEMA brought it back. And so that version is going to make a very nice 485 horsepower, 475 pound-feet, mid-4-second, 0 to 60 range. This is really cool. They're claiming a quarter mile in the low 12-second range and a top-out at 182.
Wow.
I was surprised, though. You know, they have the B logo. Remember the old Super B?
Yeah.
And so they have a B on the instrument panel, but they decide not to call the car the Super B. They're going to call it, again, the Challenger Scat Pack 392 Hemi Shaker, because we all need these long names. Hey, by the way, Bob, have you noticed that this is becoming a real interesting trend? Let me see if I can remember the one that really got me. Okay, so we've got the Land Rover, Range Rover, extended wheelbase,
autobiography,
black edition.
Won't fit on the registration card.
No, I mean, I can't even remember the name, but I mean, think, was that like 10 words?
Yeah.
That's like a small book these days. You know how internet's starting to have shorter and shorter stories. You could simply write the name of that vehicle, and that would be your story. I don't know what it is, but people just, these makers are just coming up with these longer and longer names for their vehicles these days. Very odd.
It is so true. Let's talk about on the high end of things. Aston Martin made some news in that they're going to bring in a Vantage model at under $100,000. So for those lucky enough to be shopping in that price category, along with 911s and other vehicles, there's now an Aston player.
Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? What we're seeing is makers are moving up and down at the same time, particularly luxury makers, but we're also, of course, seeing mainstream makers move into the luxury segment. So in the last few months, we have seen the likes of Kia, for example, come up with the K900. Aston Martin is moving down. Of course, one of the big stories at the New York show was that the new Audi A3, which they're expanding the lineup, it's quite an amazing, I think, five or six different versions now. The Audi A3 won World Car of the Year.
Yes.
Of course, Mercedes has had one of its best successes ever with the new CLA, and they're going to be launching the new GLA shortly. And for those who don't want, just base vehicles, you now have CLA and GLA performance models with the GLA and CLA 45.
Oh, it is such a great time to be an automotive enthusiast and a great time to be a car buyer. When we come back on the other side, we'll talk about some other anniversaries. Mazda had a big anniversary celebration and a very cool Jeep we'll talk about. This is Auto World. Don't go away. My name is Bob Long.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers. The country's largest enclosed auto transport company will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Spring time is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons. Spring's Easy Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Yes, indeed, we are rolling along. Great fun with Paul Eisenstein, publisher of DetroitBureau.com, esteemed automotive journalist. We're talking about the New York International Auto Show, the focus on high performance. And, Paul, before we go any further, why don't we make sure and remind the folks about all the cool stuff that they can find at the DetroitBureau.com, as well as some really great information that they can subscribe to.
Oh, thank you, sir. Yeah, the DetroitBureau.com is the automotive authority. We cover everything, and not just Detroit. We cover the entire world auto industry, whether it's a Chinese or a French auto show, or the latest out of the Japanese auto industry, the German auto industry, and so on. You'll find constant updates every day on the DetroitBureau.com. Plus, if you're really wanting to stay on top of the world, just sign up for one of our newsletters, whether it's a per post, daily, weekly, or monthly. You can get RSS feeds. You can get, of course, Twitter feeds as well. And the best part is everything is free.
You can't argue with that. Before we talk about the anniversary edition of a Mazda and a very interesting Jeep unveiled here in North America at the New York show, speaking of long names and more high-end vehicles, Mercedes had an unveil of a car. Quite impressive, quite expensive, no question. The 2015 Mercedes-Benz S63 AMG Coupe 4MATIC. There's another one of those names.
Exactly. Yeah, another one that you have to think about before you can get it all right. I thought it was a 4MATIC Coupe. Anyway, whichever way it was. This is what I was saying. It was a muscle car show. But the interesting part to me is, yes, Mustang, classic muscle car. Dodge Charger, Dodge Challenger, classic muscle cars. But it's more than just, you know, what we used to see running down Woodward back in the 60s and 70s. Muscle is back, and in all sorts of forms. In fact, Bob, one of the most interesting vehicles on display at the show, not brand new, we saw it in Geneva a month before, but one of the most amazing vehicles there came from a little Swedish company by the name of Koenigsegg, which, of course, unveiled the Agera. You may recall that their top version of it, the Agera 1-1. Are you ready for this? Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Drum roll for this. Yep. 13, over 13. 1,700 horsepower.
Oh, wow.
We're talking in the millions over here, but if you want to get to work fast, well, that's probably the car for you. And of course, the muscle comes in all different forms. You have the classic pony cars and the big, Detroit racers of the past. You have the S63s and the GLA and CLA 45. You have several new M versions that we saw at the show from BMW. In fact, BMW could barely squeeze all the announcements they had in during their brief press conference. The big difference is that we're not talking about straight line racers anymore. Even those classics from Detroit, the Challenger name has been around for decades. Well, the reality is these are cars. They're all cars designed to deal with the real world situation, which means they'll handle corners. They'll be able to do tight and twisties and do some track time if that's what you want. And that's one of the other really cool things that's happening right now. Is there's a whole range of new tracks that have been popping up all over the country. You know, one of the big ones in the New York area is Monticello. You have New Jersey Motor Park down in southern New Jersey. And there's places in California. And a lot of these places now, recognizing that people have cars they can never come close to really experiencing the way they'd like on the highway, they're now opening up a lot of their tracks or creating tracks entirely for the idea of giving people just plain fun places to go and really exercise their vehicles.
Yeah, definitely is a growing trend and seems to be expanding more and more. It's going to be interesting to see where it goes. Let's talk about the anniversary of the Miata, 25 years. It all happened, it doesn't seem that long ago, 25 years ago in Chicago and in New York.
My.
Great.
My, yeah.
An anniversary edition popped up in New York.
It is crazy to think about that. You know, I remember the first time I drove the Miata, and at that point, people may forget that when we looked at that vehicle arriving in 1989, we really didn't have anything of that category.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't have the Boxsters or the Z4 and the SLK. They were about to come. We saw a flood of those vehicles in the few years, 5 years after the Miata debuted, but it really showed that there was a market again for a special type of vehicle that had classically been the purview of UK manufacturers like Triumph and MG. In fact, I remember doing a story back then. I did a review for somebody, and I called it the best British sports car the Japanese have ever built.
Yes, so true. And they had a very interesting display in New York showing off all the different years and incarnations of the Mazda Miata MX-5.
Yeah, it was nice to see that they had this historical collection of them there, because people forget just how many variations they've come up with and how much you can do with it. That's part of the fun. The Miata is not a rocket. Let's face it. You know, if you're looking for something like, what they've done over the years with the ZR4 or with the Boxster, that's not it. That's not the car you're going to get. Yeah, people have shoehorned V8s into Miatas. Pretty bizarre. They have done some wild things. But it's all about the total experience, and it doesn't have to be the fastest vehicle, but it certainly can be one of the most, well, how do we say it, funnest?
Very good. Let's talk about a very interesting Jeep, which actually made its world debut over in Geneva, but this was a North American debut of the Jeep Renegade. It's a Jeep with an Italian heritage.
Yeah, this is an interesting move, isn't it? Jeep is finally getting into that small SUV segment. It's actually a crossover, but the cool part is that they will have a trail-rated version of the Renegade. And if what we've seen from the Cherokee trail-rated edition is any indication, it'll be able to do some serious off-roading. And I'm really pleased to see Jeep has not compromised to the point where they're just saying, we can do some that are just posers, soft roaders, as we have seen from so many of the competing manufacturers, where they say, we'll make it look rugged, but don't drive it on anything more than about 6 inches of snow or you're going to get stuck. It's a very cool looking vehicle. I'm really looking forward to getting a ride in one. I haven't received an invitation yet for the first drive event, but I'm sure that's coming up very soon. And the Renegade should be very interesting. You know, Bob, they introduced a couple of special versions of their various Jeeps, including the Renegade, over at the Beijing show. Mm-hmm. So that's a very interesting move. And you mentioned Italian heritage. One of the interesting things is that this is the they've assembled Jeeps overseas before. They did have Beijing Jeep for a few years. They're going to start producing vehicles for the Chinese market in China. 4 different Jeep models will be produced over there soon. But the Renegade, all the Renegades, at least for now, will be produced in Italy, part of their long-running joint venture with, their expanding joint venture is now that they are owned by the Fiat Empire out of Italy. So that's a big move. And by the way, yes, it does share some of the foundations with vehicles like the 500X from Fiat, but it's not the same thing. If you get inside and look at it, they have done such major redesign of the platform, or architecture as they like to call it, that it is not simply a gussied up Fiat.
Most definitely, and this is a vehicle I think is going to sell pretty well, no question about it, at least 30 miles per gallon on the highway, and stylistically, I think they've done an outstanding job.
Yeah, I think it's a very striking vehicle. Some people love it, some people don't. That's okay. I think I think the old rule is be polarizing, be willing to alienate some folks, just make sure that the majority of people love what you've done.
Very well said, Paul. We'll take a pit stop, and on the other side, more of the New York International Auto Show straight ahead as we do a little recap. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
I'm on the road again, but I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Is your car more than 5 years old? Has your manufacturer or dealership warranty expired? Every mile you drive, your car is getting closer to needing costly repairs. How will you pay the hundreds, even thousands of dollars needed to get your car back on the road when the inevitable happens? Call the Auto Protection Hotline now. You will speak to a friendly representative that will guide you through setting up a zero-fee coverage plan that is tailored to your needs. There's no obligation. Call 888-833-9257 and put your warranty worries behind you.
Negative items on the internet holding you back, hurting your income, damaging your reputation, putting a damper on your personal life.
Worst service ever. They suck. I got screwed out of money. Buyer beware.
Worthless. Stay away.
We replace negative items on the internet with positive ones. We call this brand management or reputation management. We can help. Log on to removebadstuff.com for more information and our contact information. removebadstuff.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you so much for joining us here today on Auto World. It's always a pleasure to spend this time with you each and every week on this very same radio station, or you can always listen to us online at GCNLive.com, AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. Paul Eisenstein is with us. Esteemed automotive journalist, publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, and we're talking about the recently concluded New York International Auto Show and all the cool world and North American debuts there. Paul, certainly in addition to the high-performance vehicles unveiled in the Big Apple, we also saw a number of what I call bread-and-butter cars, 2015 Camry, the next generation of the Sonata, and a new Outback from Subaru.
Yeah, let's start with the Camry first. This is a pretty interesting story, isn't it? Camry has been the best-selling passenger car in the United States for, if I remember correctly, a dozen years.
Mm-hmm.
And you look and you say, well, why would they do this? You know, the normal pattern, for people who aren't really familiar with how the industry works, you have what's called a life cycle, and it depends on the product area, you know, what segment. Typically 6 to 8 years between a major redesign of a vehicle. And typically what happens is halfway through, you'll have a refresh or an update. And usually, with almost no exception, unless a vehicle is failing, they'll be modest. You'll probably change some of the plastic exterior parts, like the front grill, the front bumper surround. You may change the lights a little bit. You may change some interior parts and the like. And there's a good reason for that, because changing sheet metal can add up into the hundreds of millions of dollars very quickly. Simply tearing up, completely replacing rather than recovering an instrument panel can cost you $80 million.
Mm-hmm.
So why has Toyota changed every single piece of sheet metal on the Camry for 2015, except for the roof?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we haven't gotten the number from them, Bob, but I estimate this cost them $250 million or more to pull this off. This is a lot of money. And so why would they be doing it? Well, it's a simple, if I can answer my own question, it's simple. The Camry has been losing momentum. It has been beaten in two of the past 3 months by the Nissan Altima, which you may recall was very heavy on style when it came out, as
mm-hmm.
well as having a lot of content. And there's other vehicles. The Ford Fusion's gaining ground. The another vehicle that we saw a debut of at the New York Auto Show was the updated Hyundai Sonata, a very, very significant redesign of that vehicle, which, you know, gained a lot of ground when it came out with a very passionate reskinning some years back. So all the competition, they're number one, they're gaining ground on the Toyota in terms of improving quality, reliability, dependability, what the industry people call QRD. Those are the things that really have mattered to people over the years, and why Toyota had been so far ahead. Well, what happens if Toyota loses it's advantage because everybody else's quality is essentially just as good, and in fact, some cases better. Well, the fact is Toyota now has to start playing the same game that the competition is, and that means you're starting to see Toyota coming up with more style and more performance. I think it's very interesting that they're saying that the updated version of the Camry Hybrid will get an optional SE package, meaning that they'll be able to get a sportier drive out of their hybrid. Mm-hmm. So clearly Toyota's recognized that just quality and reliability and just saying, hey, we've got green machines, is no longer enough. They've got to do a major, major move, as their CEO says, to put walkie-dokie, or in English, passion into the brand.
Mm-hmm. Something that was really, truly lacking for so many, many years. But we're seeing both Toyota and its sister upscale division, Lexus, injecting a lot more passion into their vehicles.
Absolutely.
In recent times. Let's talk a little bit about the Sonata. I was a big fan of the outgoing generation. The new generation raises the bar once again. However, it's not quite as rakish, Paul. A little bit more sedate as far as its design. Is that just a nod to complaints about rear headroom?
I think certainly the issue of rear headroom came into it. But if you look at it, Bob, when they brought out the last Sonata, that was the breakthrough. And that was the introduction of what Hyundai has been calling fluidic sculpture, their new design language. And it was a pretty important thing because Hyundai, admittedly, I mean, their own CEO will tell you, we were a fast follower, which means we were copycats. They would always play it cautious. They didn't have a lot of creativity in their products. And instead, with the Sonata and then the Elantra to follow, they decided, let's create a truly distinctive styling theme that is ours and stands out from the crowd. And if you look at the success of both the Sonata and the Elantra, clearly that was a breakthrough for them. It's interesting that the new Genesis, which we saw launched just recently, is a much more distinctive vehicle. It's no longer a me-too styling. It's a very distinctive vehicle that's clearly being aimed at the likes of the BMW 5 Series and the Mercedes E-Class, and having a more advanced design is important. On the flip side, the Sonata was almost so in your face. It went so far over the top that they just decided to make it a little bit more mature. I think it's still a handsome design, but it's not one of those things which has creases and folds on the creases and creases on the folds. So I think that the idea is, let's make this a little more mature but distinctive, and now we focus on improving the things that we need to improve. They're claiming it'll have a better ride, better handling, better steering, all critical for Hyundai to move forward, more features, more technology. So I think they're putting the emphasis in the right place.
Very well said, Paul. Let's talk about Subaru, who is continuing to do quite well, of course, in many areas of the country, the Northeast, the Midwest. It sells very, very well, and the Outback has been a very important part of that. In New York, we saw an all-new rendition of the Outback.
Yeah, and the Outback is probably, in many ways, the most important model in the entire Subaru lineup. You may recall, it was the original Outback that's going back 20 years that saved this company. This was a brand that was sliding into the abyss very, very quickly. And they brought out this new car. They hired a then very popular movie star, Paul Hogan, Crocodile Dundee, to promote it. And it became one of the hits. Subaru has been an amazing ride. First of all, people forget how many things they pioneered. And early on, they really almost didn't get the credit for it. They were the first moving into the mainstream with all-wheel drive.
Mm-hmm.
They were the first with a serious crossover vehicle. The Outback introduced the concept of crossovers.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were there, and there were several other things. But these Subaru was a real surprisingly creative brand, and it took pulling it all together with the Outback to pull it to bring the company into a turnaround. And to give you a sense of how well it's worked, they were the only brand in the United States market that that continued to set records every year, even during the worst of the U.S. auto recession. And they're, what, up more than 300% in sales mm-hmm. since 2008? It's just been an amazing story, and probably no more deserving a brand.
Let's talk about another important unveil, this time from Nissan, the next generation of the Murano. This is a striking vehicle, Paul.
Yeah, now there's another breakthrough vehicle. If you recall, when the Murano was introduced, the original one came out, manufacturers were starting to produce a lot of crossovers, but they generally were afraid of saying it. We talked earlier, Bob, about the Renegade, and the fact was that there were an awful lot of these so-called soft roaders out there, but they were all made to look like they were SUVs. Everybody wanted to make it look like there were these rugged, go-anywhere vehicles, even if they couldn't be. And Murano took a different approach. It's a reasonably capable vehicle. You can take that out. I wouldn't take it on the roughest trails, but you can take that out on some moderately serious roads, an off-road situation. But it with it, Nissan decided to break their own ground, as it were, with design. It's a striking, unusual look that really is unique to that brand, and it's nice to see they push things even further. Nissan has clearly said design has to be a critical differentiator for us.
Let's talk about an event that I was invited to but didn't get into the city until late Tuesday night, so I missed it. Land Rover really pulled off all the stops to show off a concept vehicle, the Discovery. Tell us about that event, Paul.
Oh, my gosh, that was a great event. I grew up watching the space age unfold. One of my first memories was the very first attempt to orbit a satellite by the United States, which, by the way, blew up in its launch pad right after the Sputnik launch by the Soviets. So I've been fascinated, and I was so happy to learn that they were going to do the preview of this concept on the USS Intrepid with the Virgin Galactic spaceship on board.
Amazing. And truly a spectacular unveil from the folks at Land Rover. Paul, they're chasing us out the door, but we'll get you back with us real soon.
Great to be with you, Bob.
Thank you. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. I'm Bob Lyme.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.